It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Can't even imagine the physical and emotional drain for two straight days of anxiety.
It was what I am dubbing. I don't know if this is an actual term. It's something that I just made up in my head as far as what I felt like I was experiencing. But while we were on vacation, I had like a low grade anxiety attack for like two straight days. So when it comes to my anxiety, I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. It's in my DNA. So multiple family members had it, and it just got, you know, passed down to me.
That's fun.
Yeah, I know. It's neat, isn't it? You get the good stuff, and also you get the not so good stuff. But I was blissfully, and I'm not even going to say blissfully, I was unaware of this like a majority of my life. And it wasn't until about like 7 years ago when I started getting like more frequent anxiety attacks. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to live life like this. And that's when I started getting on medication. I started taking like a low dose of Lexapro. And after I, you know, my body leveled everything out and got through that 2 weeks of fog, I was like, ah. I'm like, this is what life is supposed to be like. Like, this is glorious.
Were you wondering, like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Absolutely.
Which was giving you anxiety.
Yeah. because of what we do for a living, I pride myself on my creativity and like thinking outside the box, and you know, your energy levels have to be at a certain, you know, at a certain peak because, you know, what we do. And I was so afraid that I was just going to be a shell of myself if I got on any type of meds, which actually was the exact opposite. You used to love Lexapro hour.
I did, man. Between 9 and 10 o'clock,
yes.
Usually. Oh, Kristen is loose.
That no filter. Just I just didn't, like, I'm not going to say I didn't care. I cared about the things that I should care about.
Yeah.
And didn't care about the things that were inconsequential and did not matter.
That's
it was
what
glorious.
It's designed for. I think people think that they're going to get so numb to it.
Yes.
That they stay away from it. When the truth is, I've always felt like it just takes the edge off.
Exactly. And I was just able to experience life differently and, you know, more healthfully for me. And so, you know, that's been going great. Had to up my dosage here like a couple of years ago. As I'm talking about this, I haven't gotten to the why, and that's always a very important question for me. It's no longer about the feeling, but it's like why I'm having the feeling. I like to get to like the root of the problem or the issue. Otherwise, I feel like you're just kind of masking the pain or whatever by putting a Band-Aid on it. And so unless you really get to the root of the issue, you're not going to have any type of solution. But, and, you know, we had an entire week off. We had no family coming to see us. We weren't going to see family. It was like a low-key weekend. I was like purging closets and just getting stuff done and decorating for Christmas. We went out to dinner for Thanksgiving, so there was no pressures of cooking or cleaning or anything like that, right? It was like, it was a very, very chill week. So there was no quote-unquote stressor to like ping me and send me into like this anxiety spiral. But it was just one day, and it was so bizarre because I started wondering, and I'm going to be all over the place, and I'm sorry, because I'm still trying to like work it out, like what's actually going on, because I'm still like in this dark place. I haven't like pulled myself completely out of it. I've binge watched Ted Lasso over Thanksgiving break. And if you've watched Ted Lasso, you know he deals with panic attacks, right? And I'm like, did Ted Lasso put me into a spiral? Is that why I'm having my anxiety attacks? And he, you know, he feels it in his hands, and it, like, his everything just kind of tenses up. And that is, it was so refreshing to see it depicted in a manner that was so accurate because I feel it in my joints. And for whatever reason, for like 48, maybe even like 72 hours, my jaw. And I still feel it in my jaw. My jaw is clenched and I'm like, I can't, my body won't relax. And I have my prescribed Lexapro, but I also have Xanax as needed. I was taking that to help me at the end of the day to try to sleep, and that wasn't working. It was to the point I was like, I think the pharmacy made a mistake and like didn't give me like my proper medication because I don't feel like it's working. And I would be standing in the kitchen and I was very vocal with my husband about this to make sure he knew. I go, I am in a space and I can't seem to dig my way out. And I to be perfectly honest with you, I am still in that hole because it's like this mixture of while the anxiety attack has somewhat passed, I still have like this intense pressure in my jaw. I'm in a dark place and I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah. I'm so sorry you're going through that. There must be, I'm going to give you a scenario that might be anxiety inducing, but from somebody that hasn't suffered from anxiety the way you do, It must feel like if you were walking down the street and every now and then a rock hit you in the side of the head, right? For no reason at all. Every time you went out, you would be a little bit nervous that you were going to get hit in the side of the head with a rock again. Is anxiety like that? Because it sounds to me like you had the perfect storm of relaxation on vacation. And yet here you are experiencing it. So it must be a very insecure feeling.
It's not insecure. It's infuriating. Because like you do the work, right? Like you do the therapy, you do the yoga, you get on the meds, you do the thing. And there's still, I am by no means perfect. And there's like more stuff I can work on with my screen time and my sleeping habits, et cetera, to help with this. But you do the work and I just feel like I took so many steps backwards and I'm like, why am I here again? Like I should not be here again. And so I'm still like trudging. That's what it feels like right now is that I have these big heavy boots on, these waders on, and I am in like this marsh of mud and I'm just trying to get through the other side of this swamp. And it's just so slow going and it's like every step. Yesterday, it took every ounce of my being to get to the girls' night that I had with Cassie, Molly, Amanda, and Sarah last night. I was coming up with every excuse in my head not to go. I was like, I can tell them I have a migraine. And I go, you know what? No, these are my friends. Like, I can tell them I'm in a dark place. They will completely understand. But I...
I know that group. They might all be in the same dark place.
Did I also have those texts run through my head last night? I sure did.
But I knew. And my husband was like, he gave me a hug. He's like, no, like, go. You're going to be... Like, once you get there, you're... And I was. Like, once I got there and we were all hanging out and talking, I was like, I'm so glad I went. So I'm just having a hard time getting over these hurdles of like doing stuff. And to the point, I felt so bad for my kid yesterday. So we went and saw Santa Claus yesterday and I had the energy to get him dressed, but I did not have the energy to get myself dressed. Like I looked like complete trash at Phipps Plaza yesterday, you know, walking past Versace and Gucci or whatever. And I don't even have the strength to take a shower right now. And I don't know where it's coming from. And I know the holidays can be stressful. And then I beat myself up because I know people who are going through like, and I'm not trying to dismiss my feelings. I know people who are going through some real S and that, again, I'm not trying to dismiss what I'm going through, but I know other people who are dealing with some really hard and heavy stuff right now. And I look at myself and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, shut up, put your big girl panties on and like, and do this.
It's like this ending cycle of toxicity. That the toxic thoughts, I should say.
Yes. Yeah. To the point where I actually even gave my heads up to my husband yesterday. I'm like, my brain is going down like a really like dark path right now. I will get myself out of this. Like, I'm not like, don't, it's not like we need to have me on any type of watch. Like, I'm not to that point. And I think I would be aware enough to let my husband know if that was the case. But I know the holidays can be difficult for a lot of people, especially if you've experienced grief. And I think because I experienced my grief so long ago that you kind of think you would get past it, but you don't. So like the decorating, I'm wondering, and digging into the why, and again, sorry, I haven't articulated this as well as I should. Digging into the why, I think like going through all the ornaments and putting up sentimental ornaments and getting certain things out that were given to me by loved ones who are no longer here. It's a very bittersweet holiday. Like, I am loving the joy through my child's eyes, but knowing there are certain people who are not here to experience it, it can be a mind F. And yes, and you can experience more than one feeling at a time. It's just disappointing that feeling of despair and sadness is overshadowing the joy of the season right now.
The amount of people that are calling saying they're going through the same thing will give you anxiety. Hey, Jan, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kristen, I just wanted to reach out because my heart is like palpitating. Like, I feel you so deeply. So many things that you just said resonate in my life, as far as one, my family line. About a decade ago, I was just in the deepest hole, and I finally started going to a doctor and getting medicated. So
good for you.
I want to give you I want to give you props for bringing that up and bringing that out on the radio so that people, you know, can hear, like, it is normal. It is okay. It's great to be medicated and take care of your mental health, which is something I was afraid to do because I've heard stories of people gaining weight and whatnot, but finally did that and got out of the brain fog. So I'm medicated, but, you know, I too, around this time of the year, Christmas, I just feel this. I don't know what it is.
It's a heaviness.
Yeah, completely. And also, like you, I'm a mother. So it's like the holiday also brings this huge pressure. Like, I don't want to disappoint her. I don't want to let her down. Like, you know, I want to be good enough, but I'm also a working mama, and it's just really hard. So I really feel for you. I'm really proud of you. And, you know, we just have to take it like one day at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time, sometimes one breath at a time.
Right.
Literally.
Oh, that one breath at a time, yeah. Like, just spoke to me, Jen. Thank you so much for calling. And that's how it feels like I'm getting through the days, is like literally one breath at a time.
Well, I would tweak that a little bit and say one gummy at a time.
Boy, yeah. Mando 2020 right next to me.
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Of course we're going to be doing Santa Scared Straight again this year. Of course. All right, so if you have a child that is right there on the line now for Santa between that naughty and nice list, you hit us up and then we've got the hotline to call Santa. And say, yo, Santa, this kid needs a call.
They aren't on the line of naughty or nice. They are full on naughty territory, and they need an extraction to get them over into the nice list.
So if you're new to The Burt Show, we are getting a lot of requests this year for follow-ups from kids that we did, or had Santa call, I should say, years and years and years ago, to find out, A, are they in jail? B, are they still alive? And did it work?
Yeah, it's a Santa Scared Straight, Where Are They Now edition.
So we are going to play the Santa Scared Straight from years ago. Bella was 5 years old at the time. She was feisty. She was sassy. She had a lack of self-control. She moved Snowflake the elf very creatively. She throat punched a little boy. Yep, I said it. She spent a day in the principal's office because she flooded the school bathroom. She got her friend to flash everyone on the playground. She was a real problem.
She was a menace.
She was a menace. Now she's 13 now, but she was 5 at the time when Santa called.
Hello.
Ho, 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 ho. It's Santa calling for Bella.
Oh, my goodness. Bella?
Yeah?
Bella, I wanted to call you because I've been talking to Snowflake, the elf. You know, you're not supposed to touch Snowflake because if you touch an elf, they will lose their magic. Have you touched Snowflake?
No.
No, you haven't. You know why I know? Because Santa sees everything. But I do see you moving, Snowflake, don't I?
Yeah.
It's okay. Santa likes a little out-of-the-box thinking. How do you move, Snowflake?
I get the, tongs.
You get tongs, don't you? So, technically, you aren't touching Snowflake, but you're moving Snowflake, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are a smart cookie.
Thank you.
Now, let's get down to brass tacks, okay?
Okay.
So, I see you've started kindergarten this year.
Yeah.
What's this about you throat-punching a little boy?
Yes.
Tell me about the throat-punch incident of 2016.
He was mean.
He was mean? Was he mean to one of your friends?
Yes.
And were you taking up for your friend?
Yes.
Well, Santa Claus can certainly appreciate that. But, Bella, there are ways to handle that without throat punches.
Okay.
I want you to repeat after me, all right?
Yeah.
I will not. Throat punch.
Throat punch.
Anyone else?
Anyone else.
Okay. I also see that you threw sticks at the school.
One of my friends made me do it.
Oh, really? I think you made one of your friends do it with you. Is that not right?
No.
Are you sure? It's not good to lie to Santa Claus.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think maybe indeed. You know what we call little girls who throw sticks at the North Pole school? We call them vandals.
Oh, no.
Vandalism is breaking the law. Santa doesn't like that.
Okay.
And I understand you know how to write your name now.
Yes, sir.
In fact, you wrote it all over the lunchroom table, didn't you? In marker.
Yeah.
Well, let's not do any more of that.
Yes, sir.
And I understand you spent a day in the principal's office. What happened?
The bathroom flushed.
And you got into trouble.
Yes.
How do you like your new seat in the classroom?
Good.
Who are you sitting beside?
My teacher, because I was talking.
It says here you were sitting next to your husband. It says you're married. How long have you two been shacked up?
A long time.
So you were talking to your husband in class, and you were a little too loud, and you got moved, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then I see the teacher moved you beside another friend, and you continued to talk with that friend even more. And you finally got moved next to the teacher, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bella, that's not good. Too much talking in class will get you in trouble.
I know.
I bet you know. I need you to be a good little girl so maybe you can go back with the other students, okay?
Yes, sir.
I understand when you were on the playground, you convinced her to flash everyone on the playground. Do you know what that means? It means she pulled her shirt up in front of everyone. Did you do that?
Yes, Grandma, I did it.
But you can't do that anymore, okay? That's not a nice thing for little girls to do, okay?
Yes, there.
Maybe later in life in Panama City, but not right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so she was a little shaken at the very end of that.
Santa has that effect.
Yes, he does.
There. All right, now that was when she was 5 years old. She's 13 now. Crazy. A lot of you guys have been hitting us up saying, what has ever happened to these little felons? So we reached out to the moms and the dads just to get a follow-up. And Bella's mom, Regina, joined us this morning. Hey, Regina.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, proud moment there. Proud mom moment.
I was about to ask, was that a fun little trip down memory lane for you?
Oh, my gosh. Every time that skit comes on, I get called. Everybody remembers Bella's Santa call.
All right. So, I mean, the obvious follow-up is how many times has she gone to juvie?
Oh, none, actually. Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. I think the call was epic. I think it changed our lives.
She got on a good foot after that, huh?
Is she great? Is she a great kid now?
Oh, she's a great kid. She's still very spicy, very inventive. Still use those tongs to move her elf around. And then, we were at the store one day and they have these special carrying cases, like these tubes. So she went home and got a zip tie container and then started using that to transport Snowflake around. So
like a little MacGyver.
Yeah, she is.
Figure it out.
She is, kind of. And then I'd say throat punching occurred maybe a time or two, but I will update you that Bella is very defensive of her friends, so she stands up for her friends. Mm-hmm. So at least that's a positive drawn from that. But yeah, we keep the Santa Claus call in our pocket. You know, we bring that one out every now and again and use it as a little threat.
All right, so she sounds like the same kid, just a little bit more disciplined, for sure. She's got that loyalty. She's got the creativity. She hasn't throat punched anybody in a while, so it sounds it was good.
Yeah, she's pretty, overall pretty good kid. Like I said, still feisty, very inventive, and she's chosen that aggression. Now she's into a multitude of sports, so she doesn't throat punch as much.
As much.
I feel like that is the recipe for a kid who can grow up and change the world.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed, minus the throat punch.
Strong child, strong woman in the making.
Regina, thank you for the follow-up. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good holiday. Christmas. Take care. You too. All right, so if you want your kid to get a call from Santa, Kristen's right, you know.
Oh, they're on the naughty list.
They're on the naughty list. You need a little nudge because you do have leverage right now to get them on the nice list.
And as far as I know, we are the only ones that have access to Santa this time of year because he's a very, very busy dude. But he has given us his number. He's a friend of the Burt Show. So at any time we need him, we can just call him up and he can call your child to give them the little pep talk they need going into the holidays.
Give us all the deets at theburtshow.com. The Burt Show. Our producer, Messy Mikey, has some decisions to make. The first one is to moisturize his face. We were just talking about Mikey doesn't moisturize his body at all, which I think most guys do not. Is that correct?
Wait, what?
I don't think most guys do
that.
What
am I moisturizing for?
Y'all don't put face cream on, lotion, nothing?
Oh, I do.
I use shampoo in the shower.
That is not we're actually talking like after you get out of the shower and you dry off, there are like different creams, lotions, moisturizers that you can rub on your body to make yourself nice and silky smooth.
The lady's always trying to put that stuff on me. I'm just going to get in bed. It's going to get all over my bed and I'm not having any of that.
It absorbs in like 30 seconds.
Well, usually my face isn't dusty, but today I looked in the mirror and I got white stuff everywhere.
Okay. That's your skin. Yeah, okay. It's. I wouldn't say you're dusty. I would just say you're flaking.
Yeah.
So you need some moisturizer.
Is that what y'all call ashy?
Yeah. Ashy. Well, I say ashy.
Okay.
Most white people say flaky.
Got it.
I call it face dandruff.
Amber tried to give me some Vaseline earlier, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to walk around shiny all day.
No, don't put Vaseline.
Okay, I don't know.
It works, though. It works. He might need it.
If he's that ashy,
yeah, it'll get you back.
And the second one has to do with a conflict of time.
Man, I'm an idiot. I'm so bad at scheduling stuff because I don't put anything in my calendar. Just someone asks me if I want to do something, I say, yes, I do. And it's gotten me into trouble many times in the past. And once again, here it comes to bite me. I have scheduled a concert on the same day as the Burt Show Christmas party.
Oh, where are you going to be playing? Well, I wasn't aware you played any instruments.
I'll be playing the beer cans. No, it's a Coulter Wall concert at the Coca-Cola Roxy. And so I've created a pro, not even a pro and cons list. It's a pro and pro list, a T-chart, if you will. I've created a T-chart for the pros of going to both. So if I go to the Burt Show Christmas party, my top one is that I get a present. Mo will bring me a present.
And it's going to be cocoa butter.
I'm going to Costco today to get you Vaseline. Just vats of it.
So my sister canceled Christmas again this year, so I don't get any presents at home, so I got to find presents somewhere.
What do you mean your sister canceled Christmas?
There's a story here.
So
how does she have the power and authority to do that?
The past couple years, my sister has floated this idea out, and the whole family agrees that they'd rather have quality time with each other than get presents. Everyone else agrees. I disagree. I want the presents, too. So, I can do both.
So is quality time considered just hanging out with each other on Christmas or going somewhere?
No. We hang out. We have fun, but we can throw a couple presents in there, too.
Okay, so she's not canceling Christmas. You all are having Christmas, just not with the materialistic aspect of it.
We're having Christmas just with none of the magic and fun.
He's like, without the good stuff.
Yeah. I want toys.
Yeah. She's pushing this Christmas with meaning agenda on you.
It's nonsense.
Damn it.
It's really frustrating.
Didn't you guys just take a lovely trip to Paris together?
Yeah, and I didn't get any presents there.
Oh, wow. Having a hard time feeling sorry for you, Mikey.
It's a beautiful life, but I still want presents.
This time of year, it's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life. Pros of going to the Coulter Wall concert is his music absolutely rips. I've been looking forward to this concert for a very long time. You don't get to see him go on tour very much. He's a ranch hand. He just works on a farm all the time. He doesn't play shows much. Right now he's on tour, so you got to catch him while you can.
So he's like a real Yellowstone dude, but he's actually...
Well, his music is in Yellowstone,
it is?
Come to speak of it. Yes, sirree.
Okay.
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree, right next to Lou Grimes.
Another pro of going to the Burt Show Christmas party is I get to network to further my career.
Who told you to put that on the list?
I'm going to start networking.
Soul already.
I haven't done a lot of networking, so I'm going to get out there and be like, so business, you know?
That is so insulting. That's like I have nothing to put on the positive list, so I'm just going to throw this one on.
How did open bar not beat networking?
Well, I mean, you can have two at once. I'm gonna go out there and network.
Who are you going to network with? Like, networking is with people that you don't necessarily know,
exactly.
And you're making contact. We see you every day,
man. I'm actually going to cut some deals with you guys. You don't even know. You don't even know what's going on. I'm going to back you into a corner. Pro for Coulter Wall is that Vincent Neil Emerson is opening, which I just found out. He's also one of my favorites. Like, I'd pay anything to go see either of those guys. So I'm going to have to miss that if I go to the Burt Show party. If I go to the Burt Show party, I don't have to wait in line all day because the Coulter Wall concert is general admission. We got to be front row.
I don't know. Doors open at 7 o'clock for the Burt Show party, so you might have to stay in line, man.
Well,
it's going to be 15 deep.
No.
You should put like a rope outside.
You guys ID.
One in, one out, baby.
No, I'm letting you guys come in by zone.
Oh.
Another pro for the Coulter Wall party concert is that I get to spend time with family. Maybe there's no presents, but still I do value that. And then if I go to the Burt Show party, I get to pet a dog. So to me,
you won't.
What?
Franny won't even come out. She'll be either outside or down. She doesn't want to be around people. So if you could take the dog thing right off, she's too shy.
Well, then that changes everything. It was 4-3 for the Christmas party. Yeah. Now it's 3-3.
I think we took networking out for you too.
No, you don't even know. I got something up my sleeve.
I would suggest you go to the concert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the less people in my house, the more comfortable I am, man. Go to the concert. Well, I mean, shouldn't you go to the concert?
I think you should go to the Burt Show Christmas party.
Well, you're uninvited from the Burt Show Christmas party.
He didn't sign up for the Secret Santa in time.
Okay.
But...
Well, we worked that out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I worked it out. You're welcome.
Thanks. Well, I also told Mo, I was like, hey, get me a present. I'll get you one.
Yeah, he did say that.
That was before any of that stuff even happened. Yeah. I'm getting my present. I don't care.
Go to the concert, man. There'll be another Burt Show party so long as you don't get fired over the next year.
Well, there's no telling.
Yeah. Well, come to think of it, you might want to go to the Burt Show party.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane, Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Serena Williams is denying rumors that she bleached her skin. So this is all having to do with an Instagram Live where she had to shut down all these haters coming at her. She had shared a video of herself at a school event with her husband and her daughters, and I guess people thought that her skin looked lighter than it typically did. And so then rumors started flying that she had been bleaching her skin. So in a recent Instagram Live while she was doing a makeup tutorial for her new brand, Wyn Beauty, she thought that this would be the perfect opportunity to shut them down.
Then usually I go back for a third time, and then I put just that neutral color that is actually my skin color. And no, for you haters out there, I do not bleach my skin. There is a thing called sunlight, and in that sunlight you get different colors. And if I'm not posting and recorrecting my pictures and posting from my daughter's, she had a play that I was volunteering on and had stage makeup on, yes, I'm calling you out on this, because it is ridiculous that everyone's like, oh, she bleaches skin. I'm a dark Black woman, and I love who I am, and I love how I look, and that's just not my thing. And if people do it, that's their thing, and they have every opportunity, and they should. I don't judge, but you guys do.
I've got Caucasian questions about bleaching the skin. All right, I don't know anything about the process whatsoever. I've heard it numerous times, but I don't know anything about the process. So they literally put a special kind of bleach on the skin, and do you do it one time? Is it done a whole bunch of different times? I have no idea.
Honestly, I have no idea about the process either. I've never heard of it outside of Michael Jackson.
Do you guys have friends that have actually had it done?
No, I don't know anybody who's ever done it. There was rumors around. I know Charlamagne doing it, Michael Jackson doing it. I don't know what the process is. I have heard that if you do it, it's something that you have to continue to do, but that's all I know.
Charlamagne admitted to doing it.
He kind of hinted towards it. He never actually came out and said it, but I mean, his skin did take a bit of a turn, so people were making rumors towards it.
I had a South Asian, an Indian friend who did this, and it was a lotion that she would apply.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not like putting bleach, direct bleach, laundry detergent bleach on your skin.
No, I'm sure there's multiple methods, but I would never put bleach directly on your skin like that. But the way she did it, there was like specific products that she could apply.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I see how this would be really upsetting for Serena, because I feel like the underhanded, the unsaid words in this kind of critique is you're ashamed of being Black. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine that's incredibly hurtful for her to hear. Like, it's literally just the sunlight, or it's literally just the stage lights or the way my makeup looks. Like, why are you coming at me for this?
If she saw it as a way to get people talking to promote her makeup, then obviously it worked. But outside of that, yeah, I don't even know why she addressed it. I feel like even if there are rumors about it, I wouldn't even have addressed that.
Within the community, would it be a cultural insult to you if you had a friend that admitted to doing that?
I wouldn't be offended personally. I wouldn't really care, to be honest, but I do think if you came out and said that, then most of the culture probably will look at you away.
Interesting. We'll pivot on a lighter note. I found this really interesting.
A lighter note, really?
Sorry. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Really?
No.
That was a real dark moment for you.
Wow.
No.
Your sex have really just...
No.
I better get a better Christmas gift now.
Do you want to try that again and get it white? I mean, right?
I hate it here. On a different note,
there you go.
That's what I meant to say. I found this list that would compare your horoscope to a different Christmas song. So I thought I would play everyone's Christmas song based off their horoscope, so you can feel which one you should be singing the most this holiday season. So Bert, I know you're an Aries. This season, you should be singing "Father Christmas" by the Kinks.
Mm. Okay.
This is you.
A little edgy. Okay, but fun. Okay.
This list says that it has unrepentant ram energy. Because the Aries is a ram. So this is your jam. I'm a Taurus, so my song this year is Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
What? Not based on what you just said.
Pretty dumb Christmas, buddy, ain't it?
Turn it off.
You got that one wrong.
For more stories, head to the break.
Mo and I gotta know where we live, baby.
Oh, then let's go to Mo because you're a Virgo, right?
Yes.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas, baby.
Wait, what? Now we can end it.
What?
Oh, no.
I think those got switched.
I think so.
Nope, it says it right here. You can't make this stuff
this
up, folks.
Like babies accidentally being switched in the hospital.
Right? Kristen, you are a Cancer, so this year you have the greatest Christmas song of all time, Last Christmas by Wham.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
We're very emotional. Emo, you're still lamenting. It's a doomed love affair. And for Cassie, you are a Libra. You have the very lighthearted song, Happy Christmas, War is Over.
Oh, neat.
No, it's not. Not for you.
That actually feels very fitting.
You know what? I'll take this as a sign. The war is over.
Is it? Is it over?
Let's hope.
Let's hope that this segment is over. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I forgot to tell you guys the other day that I was 30 seconds away from getting the incorrect tattoo on my arm when I was down in Argentina. So got this wild hair. I was down there with my girlfriend, Amanda. And we just decided, you know what? We're here. We passed a tattoo place. So we just, we're both a little impulsive. So we pull in and we're like, you know what? Let's get tattoos while we're here to commemorate being in South America. So we go in there and she picks out a design. She's, I'm a little bit more literal than she is with her tattoo. So she picked out like had a little designed stamp with two people doing the tango because we took a tango class there and really had a great night doing that. And mine was a passport stamp with the dates of when we were down there, right? So the next day we come back and we're getting them done. And what they do, if you've never had a tattoo before, is they'll do a rendering on a piece of paper and they show it to you. And when you okay it, then they will put it on your arm temporarily and then they go over it in ink. Okay. So she's getting hers done and then they are just, 30 seconds away. I look at it. I'm like, looks good to me, man. Let's go for it. So he starts the tattoo deal and when my girlfriend Amanda comes running in, stop, right? We're like, what the hell is going on? She took a look at the rendering and they had the wrong dates on it, the wrong year and the wrong day.
What day were you about
you
to put
on
your
that?
Body?
It was going to be 2025 and it was going to be like 2 days from when we first got into Argentina, which was the point. So they quickly changed it and I got the right tattoo. But seriously, had she not picked up on it? Because hers was done before mine. So she was looking at mine and she's like, wait a second, that's the wrong year. Wait a second, that's the wrong day. And comes running in to get it done.
So is hers right?
Hers is right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and hers only took like 10 minutes. And mine was taking 20 and she was looking at it going, oh my God, no, I got to run in there. So I would have been tatted with the wrong date.
At least it was a future day. I just would have had to go back.
That's right. There you go. All right, so the email we got here is, and parents have gone through this before, man. When your kids align themselves with other kids to play with, that's great. Sometimes you don't get along real great with their parents, however. And in this case, with this email, the kids' friends' parents just creep them out. So do you even address it? Mo's got the email.
Dear Burt Show, I could really use some advice on navigating an awkward situation involving my daughter's friend's parents. Here's the scoop. My daughter has been in the same class with a girl since they started school, and over time, they've become really good friends. When we first started this school parent journey, I was eager to make connections, so I jumped at the opportunity for a play date with her classmate. The mom and I got along. She's nice, but we're not super close. From what I understand, she works during the day, and the dad works nights, so he's often the one at school events. My husband and I are on opposite schedules, so generally, the father and I are the designated parents together. However, I've always gotten a strange vibe from her husband. He's very chatty with the moms in the class, and it just feels off to me. Normally, I'd be polite, but distant, and let it fizzle out. But here's the catch. Our kids have become best buds. They're constantly asking for play dates and sleepovers, which I'm okay with if I feel comfortable with the parents. But that's where the problem lies. The mom keeps suggesting play dates or even double date nights for our families, and I've made excuses to avoid it. The truth is, I don't trust her husband, and I don't want my daughter going to their house alone. How do you handle situations where your child is friends with a kid, but you're unsure about their parents? Thanks so much, Uncharted Toddler.
Trust your gut.
Yep.
Trust your gut. I mean, it's the most precious thing you have in your life here. And if your gut is saying something's off, then keep making excuses. And this thing is the relationship's going to fade. They're kids.
Maybe, maybe not. But if I was in that situation, my child would not go over there unsupervised. I would go over there and I would do play dates with the other parents and I would stay there. We do those all the time. Or the child can come over to my house if they want to be unsupervised. Mm-hmm. But I'm not dismissing my gut telling me something's off with the dude.
If I had a kid in that situation, I would probably just pull my kid from the situation altogether and just do with whatever comes with that, because I wouldn't want to something to happen and then me to regret not doing it.
Yeah, you're going to regret it if you don't listen to your gut. So if you just continue to push it off and act like it's no big deal and then you let her go over and something does happen, you're never going to forgive yourself. Whereas if you approach things with more caution, like at the very least, you may regret not being more lenient, but you've still protected her from something potentially happening. So I would say no to her going over there by herself, but maybe say yes to situations where you can get to know him a little bit better and see if your gut really is right, or maybe if it's just your anxiety pinging for no reason.
I mean, there's so many different types of play dates right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's some, like, it's actually really nice how many different activities there are out there. So the kids can still be friends. You can go out and do stuff, but she doesn't have to be alone in the house with him.
At some point or another, you just stop getting invited when you don't show up, if that's what you want to do. I think Kristen's idea is great. Show up with another parent. But if you don't want to do that and be around them at all, at some point or another, the invitations just start going away. It's just the way it is.
The Burt Show.
We had a couple of warnings for you here. Kid warning and a trigger warning also. We're going to try to tap dance around a subject without using the actual word in a politically correct way. But there is your warning.
Yeah, I'm going to do dance around it a little bit, because I went out on a date with a guy who said that his ex-girlfriend accused him of some pretty serious allegations. Wink, wink, you can fill in the blanks there. So over the last 7 days of Thanksgiving, I think if you were listening yesterday where you heard about my mental breakdown, it's pretty obvious I was a little lonely. So, you know, because I had some extra time on my hands, I thought, why not just dive back into the Bumble pool and just let me just see who's out there. I have some extra time. I can finally go out on a weekday and not be weird about drinking. Despite the Facebook comments, I'm not an alcoholic. I do not drink during the week. And I was like, let me just, you know, see who's out there. So I'm swiping, end up matching with this guy. And on Bumble now, guys can start a conversation, which is pretty new. Bumble, women used to have to make the first move.
Are they good at it?
No. Okay. Yeah, it's a little bleak out there. But I was like, I'm desperate. So I'll go out with someone this week just to feel something. So I match with this guy and he immediately says, hey, I'm here for a short time, not a long time. I'm just here for work. And I was like, oh, who is this guy? So I scroll on his profile and this says a lot about me. And I see where he lives. And I was like, oh, this guy's from England. This makes a lot of sense.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I had a little bit of PTSD from my London boy story, which if you missed, I had a whole saga where I dated this guy from London and he turned out to be a horrible dude. Anyway.
With kind of a reoccurring theme here.
You know what? Yes.
Right?
This is interesting.
There's a little bit of a string attached here.
You know what?
Okay,
yes.
Between that country and you. And the guy.
I don't know what they're teaching them out there, but it's a little shady. So he says, you know, I'm just here for work, so this is my last night. And I'm like, thinking back to when I was solo traveling through London and I was also on the dating apps, and I remember there was a night where I just really wanted to just sit with somebody at a bar. I didn't necessarily need to be romantic. I was like, I just need to hang out with someone. And that's how I started that whole London boy saga, where I went out on that date just needing some company. And that's basically what this guy was saying to me. He said, I'm here for a night. And so I'm like, oh, so you just don't want to be alone. And he's like, yeah. And so I was like, perfect. Can you meet me in Buckhead? I'll take you out and we'll have a drink at a rooftop bar. And he's like, perfect. So I'm like, great, we're on the same page, really casual. I put in literally no effort to this date. I put on maybe a little bit of mascara, hair up in a bun, threw on some random outfit, and just met this guy there. Really not taking this seriously at all.
God, if a woman showed up like that, like sort of like under, what's the word I'm looking for?
Underplaying?
Underplaying it, yeah. I think that's cute. I'm telling you.
That's when you get called a catfish, because he's like, why is your skin this color when in this photo you look like you're seven shades darker? You have that spray tan on. So
I'd say if you're going to err, you know, just from a guy's standpoint, Mo, if I'm wrong to say it, if you're going to err on the side of more casual than getting way dressed up.
I think it comes off confident. And I like confidence.
But okay. Then should you make all your, like, Tinder profile pics super cash?
I don't know about all that.
Yeah. And then you'll get, like, you won't... Because you're
yeah, right. Literally, look at any Facebook comment. People are like, what's wrong with Abby's hair today? Yeah. Like, I posted photos of this on Bumble.
Of this? According to your face?
Yes. This. I'm getting zero matches. Unless I have a little bit of foundation on, it's not... I get where you're coming from. Like, guys do, like, a more natural look. But you want a girl who appears natural, but in, like, the capitalist USA natural way, like a little bit of foundation.
I do want to think you did something.
Thank you for the honesty. Appreciate that someone's got a filter there. So anyway, I go out with this guy. We're sitting there and it becomes very apparent that even if he was living here, like this was just going nowhere. He's very quiet. He's very British. I can like barely hear him over the sound of the music in this bar. I took him to the Thompson Rooftop and it was like a Sunday night. So there's a little bit of like boom, 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 boom. And he's like kind of whispering a little bit. These British guys are just very soft spoken.
Is it like an Ed Sheeran type voice?
No, I mean, he's like, he's speaking with a British accent, but it's so low. So I'm like, I need subtitles. I feel like I'm watching an episode of Peaky Blinders.
I literally had to watch Ted Lasso with subtitles because it was very hard to distinguish with some of the British accents, what they were saying.
Shoot, that's not a British accent. I was using it for Yellowstone last night.
I'm like, what are you saying? I'm like trying to turn up the volume on him. So anyway, we're chatting and it gets to the subject of what I do for work. And I mentioned I have a podcast all about breakups. And this is kind of, if I know it's going nowhere, but I want a little bit of tea, I'll ask him about their worst breakup. And he goes, well, I actually had three really terrible breakups. And so he tells me about the first one. It's horrible. It was his high school sweetheart and she cheated on him. And then he tells me about his second worst breakup ever. And I can't remember what the breakup was. I think it might have been another cheating situation. She fell in love with somebody else. And then he said, yeah, she actually accused me of forcing myself on her. And I was like, what? I'm like sitting here. I put my hand over my drink. I'm like, what is going on? And he explained the situation and he basically said that 18 months after they broke up and he had been devastated by the breakup. He was like, we were together for like 3 years. I thought she was the love of my life. And she breaks up with me out of nowhere. And then 2 years later, the police come to my door and say that I have assault charges against me. And I'm like, what is this? So they take him to the police station or whatever. They question him. And he's like, I'm so confused about this. Like, we literally had like, what she's accusing me of, like 3 weeks later, we were going to go on vacation together. This isn't lining up. And then apparently she had accused all of her other ex-boyfriends. So now he's in cahoots with all the other ex-boyfriends. Whoa. So he's like, I know you don't know me and I'm some stranger from the UK, but like she did this to seven other guys that she dated. And it was 2 years after we had broken up. Like,
How is she not charged?
You know what? I don't know how they do things over there. You know, it might be a little shady in the legal department in the UK.
So even so, like, I wouldn't even reveal that on a first or second or third date.
That's because, a wild thing to admit.
Wait, that's
just
what I said.
Because just the accusation of it, I mean, can really plant the seed of doubt in a woman's head, and rightfully so. It's about the worst thing that you can do. So I don't even know why you would bring it up.
Well, I mean, I think it was kind of clear that we were never going to see each other again. So he's like, this is free therapy. Why would I not talk to this girl? He's like, I've been sitting on this forever. No, he actually was very like evolved as man, talked about going to therapy. So I'm kind of sitting there. I'm like, yeah, if you lived here, I'd be like, But glad that he got that off his chest. Moral of the story, do not date men from the UK.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.